This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. This week, temperatures are supposed to plunge to where it will feel like fall, and rain is supposed to return after a long drought in primary corn and soybean growing districts in the Corn Belt. Rain now will have virtually no impact of having any resuscitation of yield potential for corn, and very little for soybeans as well. The corn's dead and the soybeans were dying. The temperature variation over the next few days will be incredible. Denver reportedly posted a high of 99 degrees on Monday and is supposed to post a high of 43 degrees with a winter storm today before returning back to its extreme heat. I'm not sure that crop scouts evaluating crop condition know quite what to make of what they're seeing. Condition ratings will certainly fall again. Guessing condition ratings sort of becomes a game the trade plays. I do not think that the September crop report will accurately reflect what is out here because I do not know that is possible before harvest. The combines will do the reveal. The corn harvest has begun with the report of a farmer combining corn here. Here is your clue. The fact that someone on heavy dirt in northwest Iowa is combining corn already is a bad sign for the crop. The September crop report numbers will be near worthless except to the trade geeks that do not know what is going on out here. Agronomists note that during grain fill, drought stress results in premature death of leaf tissue, shortened grain fill periods, increasing lodging, fewer kernels, and light kernel weights. Continued drought into the milk stage will result in further kernel abortion and smaller, lighter kernels. Drought that occurs in the mid to late grain filling period, milk, dough, and dense stages, results in decreased kernel weights and premature physiological maturity. We experience some of all of the above. Crop stress was measured in weeks, not days. Corn did not just wilt, but suffered premature death. During prolonged drought stress, or when the stress occurs during pod set and seed filling stages, the compensatory ability is not as likely to occur. Drought can reduce pod numbers by up to 20% as a result of the flower and pod abortion. Seeds per pod and seed size can also be affected by drought to a lesser extent than the number of pods. Drought stress often results in earlier maturity and shortening of grain filling period, resulting in lower seed weights and yields. Any severe stress that occurs during the grain fill period will cause premature kernel black layer formation and is related to the reduction in or termination of the sucrose availability to developing kernels. I think that the late 2020 season drought and derecho is a billion bushels bad to the U.S. corn crop. If we would have had a half the normal summer moisture, we would be harvesting record yields of both corn and soybeans this fall. Whatever we do harvest will be attributable to an early start and full tank of water in the ground. Subsoil moisture impacts crops. It was a godsend that we entered this crop season with a full profile of subsoil moisture. With full moisture reserves, crops on heavy soils are hard to kill with summer weather. This year, Mother Nature sure as heck tried. Dr. Elwin Taylor once wrote, "Crops are sensitive to subsoil moisture availability. Only rarely is rain synonymous with subsoil moisture availability. In regions where growing season precipitation is not sufficient for optimal crop growth and development, the initial plant available subsoil moisture is critical to crop yields. In western Iowa, the growing season precipitation is sufficient for trendline yields only 20% of all years. Initially dry soils result in substantial yield reduction 60 to 70% of the time. The same soil moisture conditions in eastern Iowa result in reduced yields only 50% of the years. In western Iowa, a full yield is possible with half of normal subsoil moisture at planting time, but usually the yield is somewhat below the potential when moisture is 25% of normal. Crops will yield less than half of the potential in 45% of all years. The Iowa Subsoil Moisture Survey was initiated in 1954 and is likely the oldest statewide record. With the development of coupled forecast meteorological models, increased emphasis is likely to be placed on observations of plant available subsoil moisture in the near future." Unquote. 2020 is unusual in that despite having adequate subsoil moisture reserves, they were not enough to stand the abbreviated end of the growing season and accelerated maturity that will adversely impact yields. 82% of Iowa is suffering severe extreme drought. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.